Good morning, everyone. This is Graham, and this morning we're reading John chapter 17, verses 1 to 5. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you've given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." These verses mark the start of what is sometimes called Jesus' high priestly prayer, or his farewell prayer. And later on, in verse 6 to 18, he prays for his disciples. In verses 19 to 26, he prays for all future believers, which of course includes us. But he begins his prayer in these verses that we've just read by praying about glory. Now, glory can be hard to kind of define, really, but if we think of it as majestic splendor and radiant beauty, if you think of a glorious sunrise or sunset and the golden light of the sun flowing out, radiating out and transforming everything, that is like a picture, a visual aid of the glory of God. And Jesus is basically praying in these verses that his Father would glorify him and that he in turn may glorify the Father. Way back in the beginning, before the world even existed, Father and Son enjoyed each other's glory, and of course the Holy Spirit was in there as well. And now, as Jesus finishes the work the Father gave him to do, he is glorifying the Father. How does Jesus do that? He does it through the cross. It's the cross that reveals supremely and most wonderfully the glory of God the Father. How did God the Father glorify Jesus the Son? By raising him from the dead. Paul writes in Romans 6 verse 4 that Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God the Father. And the point and the purpose of this glorifying, this the Father glorifying the Son glorifying the Father, that the point of it really is not just for their own benefit, but so that people like us may come to believe in Jesus and receive God's gift of eternal life, the life of the age to come. And the heart and the essence of that is explained here in verse 3. This is eternal life, that they, that we may know you, Lord, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And that's not simply knowing things about God, but it's knowing him in relationship, knowing his presence within us by his Spirit. Father, we thank you for these wonderful and amazing verses. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to know your glory, to know more of your glory, to see your majestic splendor and your radiant beauty. Thank you, Lord, that we can see something of your glory in creation. But thank you even more that we can see your glory in Jesus, who is the radiance, the shining out of the Father's glory. And Lord, as we see Jesus, as we come to know him, Lord, as we come to understand who you are and what you've done, we see all the fullness of the glory of God. Father, we thank you for the immense privilege of knowing you in this way, of knowing you as our Father. Amen.